Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. It's called The Father's Wound. It's trauma inflicted on a young girl by an absent or a distant or an abusive father. The damage done to these girls often follows them into adulthood. It shapes their identity, their self-worth, and even their relationship with God. But there is healing to be found. We're talking about that today. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Corletis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast. So glad that you moms are joining me again this week. Every episode, we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. All right. Well, on to today's program. Beloved Christian comedian Shonda Pierce, the owner and president of In-N-Out Burger Lindsay Snyder, and actress BJ Arnett are many of the women that share something in common. They all have a father's wound. Well, they're talking about all this in a new documentary that's coming to theaters for 2 days on March 17th and 18th. Watch this trailer of He Calls Me Daughter.
We're good. I'm good. Tears are holy. I'm really grateful that I can be sad because I didn't cry for a long time.
My dad never told me that I was pretty. My dad never told me that I was special or important. He didn't know me.
I don't remember a church my dad ever pastored at that he didn't have a girlfriend.
My dad, as soon as he was out of my life, there was just this gaping wound.
All I wanted was my daddy to say that I was his.
My dad threw my head into the table and broke my nose.
Many women who have the father hole in their heart don't necessarily know it. They know that something deep hurts, but they don't know what it is. The truth is, every daughter needs affirmation from her dad.
I was starving myself and cutting myself all the time.
This whole thing with my father was affecting my life.
When I wasn't working, I was drinking and getting into bad relationships.
When our human father corrupts our understanding of what father means, of course we project a wrong understanding of fatherhood on, and we need to see the revelation of God in Jesus.
Jesus as a man and God as a father, I could not connect with that at all.
All of us desire to hear our Heavenly Father saying, I love you, I want a relationship with you.
I said, God, my way's not working. I need your help, and I want you to take over.
A Heavenly Father changes everything. I needed to remember that today.
Well, we can see that that is an incredibly powerful film that's coming out. And to talk about this documentary and the message behind it is the film's director, Rick Altizer, and Rochelle Starr. Well, we can see why this is going to be such an incredible film coming out. And I'm delighted to have delighted to have the director and one of the participants in the movie. Thank you, Rick, for joining us. Thank you, Rochelle, for joining us. Welcome to the Moms for America podcast.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, I don't even know where to go. I think I'm going to start over with you, Rick, because Rochelle came in. Obviously, you invited different women to come in to be a part of this movie. Can you tell us a little bit about how you became a part of this film, He Calls Me Daughter?
Yeah. When I was doing a film for the Kendrick Brothers called Show Me the Father, we were doing a film on fatherhood and its importance and how important that how it is for all of us
in
that relationship. It's so key to our identity, our relationship with our earthly father, and then how that can then impact our relationship with our Heavenly Father. As we were making that film, I was saying to them, we need to do this for women. We need to make this film for women. We need to do this. And so, it was about a year after Show Me the Father was done that I got a calling from God to do this. And I don't hear, you know, God talking to me all the time. He's given us his word. He's talked clearly to us through that. But God made it very clear that this was what he was calling me to do. And then he provided the funding and, you know, through people, I didn't even ask people for funding, but God brought it. So God has just, from the beginning, has taken this project. I've never been on a project that had God's hand so intensely on it. So very excited to be a part of it. And that's kind of how it came about. And so that was 3 years ago. And now from being on my knees saying, God, what is it you want me to do? And God said, I want you to make this film for women. To here we are now. It's going to be next week in theaters all over America. It's just amazing. It's an amazing testament to God and what he can do and the power of the gospel, which is for salvation. So many women, wounded women, are going to find hope and healing next week as they see the film.
And to your point, I grew up with a wonderful father. And so I'm forever thankful about that because I felt like, because of him, I felt like I could be, do, dream. He just was a stabilizing force in my life. But I've had so many friends that did not and had so many problems relating to men and to Jesus on many levels. So I can understand why this is such an important movie. Rochelle, talk a little bit about your relationship. I know you have a different story on this because you had a great relationship with your father, but you have a special ministry that kind of you brought into this film, if I'm understanding that correctly.
Yeah, you know, really because I had such a firm foundation from my father, I was able to, you know, through the grace of God, start an organization 19 years ago that works with women who have a father wound and who have been exploited and trafficked in their lives. And I've seen tens of thousands of people that have experienced that brokenness of a father, earthly fatherly wound, but I've also gotten to see the transformative love of Jesus as their heavenly father. And so when Rick approached me to be a part of this film and to introduce him to people that would share their story, I absolutely, you know, fell in love with the idea of getting this message out before everybody so they could see it.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, right, us as women and then when we become wives and we see to our husbands, we say it's so important for that relationship with your daughter. This wound becomes so big and so huge. And we saw some of this in the trailer with Shonda or with Lindsay, who we've had on the podcast as well, that when you have either a missing father or a broken relationship with a father, I guess maybe in society we downplay how tragic that can be. But as you're showing here, Rick, it's really a huge problem.
Well, the key, how we identify ourselves, our sense of identity and worth comes from our dad.
Yeah.
So when we have a father who was absent, mm-hmm. who wasn't there, who was an addict, who you go down the list of the different, because there's no such thing as a perfect father.
Right.
So I mean, it doesn't exist. There's one perfect right. father and he's our Father God.
Right.
But what will be so common is that we will transfer onto God traits of our earthly dad. So right. if our dad wasn't there for us physically, then we'll struggle believing God is present for us. If our dad was there physically, but was emotionally distant, and the way we learned how we find value is in doing things, you know, mm-hmm. we become what dad gave me. He noticed me when I did stuff. Mm-hmm. So then we become these human doings, and mm-hmm. women will tend to overfunction because they're earning their worth. And then they go to God and they think they have to earn that love as well. And they're exhausted. And so that father relationship is so key. And yeah. one of the things we talk about in the film is that the key identity of God is Father. This is the deepest truth about who God is. In John chapter 14, 23 times the word Father is mentioned. 23 times in one chapter, Father. And so Jesus relates to God as Father. Right. And then he teaches us to pray, and the first words are "Our Father." This is
I was just going to say
new,
that
a a new understanding of who God was. In the Old Testament, God was a father in a metaphorical sense, but he was never referred to as father in the first person the way Jesus did. And remember in John, they wanted to kill him. They wanted to throw rocks at him till he was dead when he called God his father, his personal father, because they said he was equating himself with God. So it was a completely new understanding of who God is. And at his core, his identity is father from all eternity past. And so now my identity is son, your identity is daughter.
Right.
And many of us, because of the brokenness of our earthly relationship with our earthly dads, we struggle with seeing who we are. So there's this pain, this ache that so many women carry. They have, it's unnamed, it's unspoken. They don't know what it is, but it's there, and it's there all the time.
Yeah.
And they go to church, they go, you know, they're on the worship team and they're handing out the bulletins and they're in church and they see the other women have these close relationships with God. They go to the women's conferences and they read the curriculum and nothing seems to change. And they just think there must be something wrong with them. And when that woman, that's not every woman, but when that woman sees this film, her life is going to change. And she's going to begin to realize I'm a functional orphan. I'm not really relating to God as father because of how broken my understanding of what father means. Mm. I'm not relating to the deepest truth about who I am. I am God's daughter.
Yeah. So this really is a movie, a film on healing. Your experience is going to be that when women see this, they relate to it, and that healing journey begins, because we see this even in the life movement. You know, people that have had an abortion, until they deal with their hurts or their deepness of it, they can't go forward. They can't enjoy the life that God's ever giving them because they're either guilted or they're feeling hurt and a wound that's so beyond this. So, Rochelle, to yours and what you have found and the women that you brought to this film, you saw the father's wound being played out in real life with these women.
Yeah, the very first time I ever started serving women that had been impacted by the adult entertainment industry, I started to realize that I was there introducing them to Jesus, but Jesus was this man that they couldn't trust. And I couldn't quite at first pinpoint why was this so? What did Jesus do to them? And it wasn't until I learned their stories and over a long period of time that I realized, how could I ask them to trust in Jesus the Father if their earthly father had really significantly hurt them?
Right.
And so I knew that and through the years, what we've come to realize is, until they recognize that wound within themselves and they're able to identify it and put words to it and begin that healing process, they might be okay with the term God, but they certainly aren't okay with the term father. And over the years, I've watched people like Priscilla that is in the movie, and it's such a beautiful display of God's redemption, but of the depths of darkness and the wounds that she faced. And everyone will see that next week when they watch the film, that redemption is possible in Jesus and Jesus alone. But there is a lot of identifying that needs to be done, and words and healing that needs to be done before people can get there.
What did you discover? Amen to that. I'm sure that when you started producing this and directing this, Rick, you probably were even more made aware of how deep this is. Because until you hear people's stories, you can't really capture who they are and what's happened to them in their life. Were you surprised? What were some of the greatest revelations that you found through this? You knew the importance of a father, but you, I'm sure, saw a next level to this.
Well, I've been in ministry for years. I'm an elder at my church, and I've seen, you know, counseled a lot of people. And so I've seen this, whether the father wound is a father took one woman and threw her head into the table and broke her nose, or one father who was a pastor of a church who never pastored a church he didn't have a girlfriend at, or another father who was an addict. They're all the same thing. They're different father wounds, different types of father wounds, but they're both saying the same thing, which is the woman is feeling, I don't have value. Mm. I don't have worth. There's something deep in me that is at the core of me doesn't have worth and doesn't have value. And so I saw that across the board with all these women who are just wanting to know that they have value, wanting to know that they have worth, wanting to know that they're seen, that that they matter. And,
yeah,
you know, we have a Heavenly Father who loves them so much. He loves them. And this is so hard to get our head around. And we talk about this in the film, but the same love he has for his son. This is how God loves us when we're in Christ, with the same love. That is so hard for us to even imagine, that you are loved and valued and cherished and seen like this. And so that's the point of this film, is to bring that hope, that healing for these women to see that. And so I wasn't surprised by anything other than just seeing this is all really the same issue of wanting to know I'm valued, wanting to know that I have worth. And we all need that. And as I said, there's no such thing as a perfect father. We all have, we've all had, you know, even when our dads tried to do well, that there was things that they didn't do, they didn't get right.
Right.
And some of us had dads do things not well at a whole different level. And so, but in that, the hope, the truth is, when we are in Christ, we are loved, called, seen, known, cherished, valued. Mm. And that is the deepest truth about who we are, son and daughter.
Does this get enough attention in today's world?
I don't think so. It's difficult. It's hard to talk about. It's painful. Yeah. You know, I could go to a movie and, you know, I want to feel good. I'm going to pay $15 to see him. I want to feel good. And now we've got Christian movies. I mean, this is an actual category. It's called faith adjacent. Mm. That's a category. That's like a real thing. It's like my faith is, you know, we're not going to really talk about Jesus, and it's kind of going to be adjacent, but we're not going to be negative about it. You know, we're not going to say anything negative about it, but this wound isn't, there's nothing adjacent about this, about what's going on inside. It's inside us. It's real.
Yeah.
And what Christ does in us is, there's nothing adjacent about what Christ does in us. It's in us. It's through us. He's working through us.
Sure.
So, sometimes that's a tough sell.
Yeah.
So I don't know how this is going to do. I don't know, but I do believe that this is going to have maybe what we'd call a long tail.
Yeah.
I think it's going to outlive us. We have a curriculum that we're giving away.
I was going to say, what's follow-up with this? Yeah.
So on the website right now, hecallsmedaughter.org, you can get a 6-week curriculum written by two counselors on the father wound, healing from the father wound is the name of the curriculum. So it's a great 6-week curriculum that's for free. We're making it available for free. Also, after the end of the film, there's going to be a little QR code, and we're going to have also on the website where you can get counseling services through a Global Counseling Network, vetted Christian counseling, that they will help you find someone who can help you. And so the whole point of the film is to lead women to, first off, to be able to put a name on the pain. Mm. So now we're naming this pain that has been, you've been having this for years. You don't know what it is. This film is going to be a life-changing moment for you. We're going to name that pain. And then now we're going to help you with curriculum, counseling, helping you find the healing and wholeness that's there for you.
All right, moms, we'll be right back after this break and continue our discussion about father wounds. Stay with us. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible. And the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education, or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning. From free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their Schoolbox online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com. All right, welcome back, moms. Before we continue with our interview, I do want to remind everyone right now, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your mom friends. Also, if you have an idea or a topic for a podcast, would you please email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net? And then lastly, I want to invite all of our moms that are listening to join the movement here at Moms for America. It's moms like us uniting all across the country. We're fighting for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. Check us out, moms, at momsforamerica.us. We have incredible resources available for you. And we have a whole new membership area called Moms Town Square, where we can all chat and help one another and encourage one another. All right, now back to the show. Rochelle, what have you been seeing once you've talked about the father's wound to the women in your life and in your ministry? And I'm sure they then go on to spread the good news of healing to their circle too, because that's what we do, right? When we find the answer, the hope, we share that with others. And that's what really makes the difference if we are a part of evangelism for our father, really.
Yeah. As you guys will see in the movie next week, the portrayal of the woman in the movie, Priscilla, that comes to know Jesus as Father, that journey was a very long one. That, I mean, she looked, you know, dead at me and said, I can't believe in this man. Well, now on the other side of that journey, and she's now walking with the Lord, she's telling everybody about not only the good news of the gospel, but also how God healed her and is healing her. And that's very attractive to the people that are still in the industry that she came from, are still in her, even her grandma and her people and her family have witnessed this change in her. But also in our ministry, just in general, I see every day women that, come to know Jesus as Father. And, you know, I've seen them, and I knew Priscilla for 4 years before she ever came to know Christ. And I see a lot of women that try to fill that void with so many different things, try to bandage that wound. And then once they place their faith in Christ, I then get to see them walking out and telling others and sharing that about, you know, sharing their stories with others so that people can find healing. And that continues to heal them as they share that. And so this movie is going to be just such a testimony to the redemptive work of Jesus. But also I pray and I hope, just like our ministry sees every day, that we see women all over the place that watch this and find healing also in Jesus as Father.
How much of the population will this affect? Amen to you on that, Rochelle. How many of the population does this affect, Rick?
What, the father wound?
Yeah, the father wound. Is this, when you look at women, is this, any? Are there any stats on this? Could this affect half of women?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Rochelle?
Not to interrupt, but one of the most powerful stats that we learned about that when Rick was putting this all together is 18.2 million children live without a father.
Yeah.
And that statistic alone will impact generations to come. And right. So I think that that's really important to understand that, yes, Rick made this movie to speak to people who have already had that wound, right. But there are children being wounded today by the lack of a father.
Right. Broken marriages, single homes, and let alone the attack on fatherhood, just in general, right? The feminist movement has come in and redefined men, completely destroyed the family unit. So there's so many things that really play into this. I would just think the stats would be really high because
as far
culture,
as fatherless homes, homes, there's stats on that. But I think it goes beyond that. I think it's much more than with fatherless homes. There's tons of stats. A woman is 7 times more likely to have a teenage pregnancy if she comes from a fatherless home.
Sure.
85% of the men incarcerated come from fatherless homes. I mean, you can go down the list. It is the major for drug addiction, for suicide, for incarceration. You just go down the list. Fatherlessness is the key identifier there.
Right.
But I think it goes beyond that because so many women maybe had a dad in the home.
Oh, sure.
Who wouldn't qualify in that fatherless home category. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that it can be quantified because it's so many.
Right. Different looks to this father wound.
And the father wound can display itself in so many different ways.
Yeah.
But the result of the father wound is very similar. And it goes to identity and a feeling of not feeling validated or feeling of worth. Priscilla talks about she felt she had all that had been communicated to her was that she had no worth and she had no value.
Yeah,
what had been communicated to her whole life.
And I wonder, too, if that has anything to do with the gender crisis even right now in our culture. You know, just no father, working through kids growing up, teenagers, and all of the crisis that they go through, addressing that. There's so much emptiness in today's world that if we missing the father and the mother, raising these children appropriately with God's help and guidance, it's really a tough generation for them to really survive because the world is coming at them.
As we've removed Christ, as we remove God from our culture, the whole concept of God tells me who I am. My identity is in him. We're saying, no, I'm creating my own identity now.
Right.
And so I understand if a young woman, a young child, being a woman was dangerous for her. It created danger, harm. So maybe a 5-6-year-old confused girl might think, you know, if I was a man, this wouldn't happen to me. I would be able to compete with the boys. I would be able to be safe. And so, I mean, I understand some of the, you know, what's driving some of this identity issue that they're having, but where it goes, where it just gets off the rails is saying, I'm going to identify myself. God made you who you are. He made you a woman on purpose, and it's a good thing. God did make a mistake. So this is what they're saying. You're talking about the gender confusion.
Yeah.
You're saying, God, you made a mistake.
Sure they are.
You messed up on me. I'm supposed to be a man and you made me a woman, or I'm supposed to be a woman and you made me a man. You screwed up, God. There's something wrong with you, God, because there's something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
I'm not okay as a woman. There's something wrong. So this is the message. And then, so without God, without saying, no, God made you a woman, and it's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing that you're a woman. He didn't make a mistake, and there's nothing wrong with you. God made you perfectly because you're made in his image.
Amen.
And so you can be a woman. It's okay, you know? And yes, you have, maybe there have been terrible trauma and traumatic events to work through. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to discount how serious that is.
Yeah, sure.
But God is there to identify who we are. Daughter, son. It comes from outside of me. My identity isn't coming from inside of me. And we have children right now down the street from where I live at the school who are identifying themselves as dogs and cats. I mean, and it's not a joke. They're identifying as cat. They're that confused about who they are because they don't believe God made them.
Yeah. And that relationship with their father, with their mother, is so important. I think there's been such an attack on the whole family unit, that it's just crumbling. Our society is crumbling. And let alone, like when you're saying that there's been some kind of deep wound and absence of their father. And just the word daughter, when you just even say daughter, it's just such a beautiful term, because it's just, it feels so loving. And I think about Jesus in the scriptures when he calls daughter, you know, it's him reaching out to us. And that if we don't have a good relationship with him, I don't know how we even get further. I don't know how we ever get married. How do we ever have a relationship as a woman if we don't have a relationship with Christ and our Father?
And that designation comes from outside of yourself.
Right.
Who you are, the core of your identity, is given to you by a Father who loves you and cares for you. And it doesn't come from inside of you. It comes from outside of you. Through Christ, you are God's daughter. This is the key core identity of who you are. And once you start from there, then now there's wholeness, there's healing. And so that ache, that pain, that doesn't have to stay there. God wants to bring healing and wholeness to that. And so our prayer, our hope, Rochelle's, and those who worked on the film with me, our prayer is for you, that you come and know that you have a Father who loves you, and that you can find healing from this wound that you've been carrying.
What would you say to someone about this movie? How would you invite someone to watch this?
Rochelle, you want to answer that one?
Because well, like you said, it's a different topic, right? How would you invite someone to this?
Well, I've been inviting everybody. I mean, we've already bought a bunch of tickets and are going to give them out and bring groups and all of that. But how I've been inviting people is really to understand what this movie is about. It's a documentary style movie that will display the depths, define and display the depths of father wound. And it will rejoice at the end of God the Father and the redemptive power that he can have in people's lives. And I do believe that it will bring, when people first hear about it, so far they've been saying, so am I going to eat popcorn at the movie? And I'm like, you know, it might not be a nail biter or a popcorn, you know, popcorn one, but it's an important, powerful movie that will move people's hearts. And really, you know, honestly, I think people are searching for that. And so I think that just the invitation just comes with letting people know that it is a documentary that will change their life. And we have a lot of people already signed up.
Yeah. And I think too, if it's not one person that maybe has a father wound or not, someone else in their circle does.
Yes. Yes.
So Rick, your thoughts just in your invitation to people to see this film, because obviously this was birthed out of the Lord in you. That was the Father saying, I want them to know me, the Father.
Well, there really hasn't been a film like this before. It's technically has the term documentary, but it's so different from that because it's so relational. And it's got a strong gospel message to it. So I have been very focused, you know, just with the making of it, as this is a film for women who have the father wound. You know, this is what we're going to talk about. So that's what I say. I say this is a film for women who have a father wound, and the men who have women in their lives who might be wounded, or maybe they have young daughters and they don't want to wound them, or maybe they are wounded. This is going to talk to all of them. And we showed it to the Fatherhood Commission in a couple of months ago.
Oh.
And in Rome, Georgia, it had 170, you know, fatherhood ministry leaders. And I'm telling you, more men cried than the women.
I was going to say.
We had more men crying. Just one man said he had a ministry of people who are going through sex addiction. He says, every man needs to see this. In my group, because when you begin to see the impact you have on these women, you go into a strip club and the impact you're having on her, she's seeing what men are. You're completely completely corrupting her understanding of men and manhood, And so then she doesn't want to come to Jesus because Jesus is a man. She's not going to worship a man. And you're creating a barrier to someone coming to Christ. I mean, if that doesn't sober you up, then you're dead. I don't know what's going on, but you know, if to know for me to go into that strip club, I'm creating barriers for these women to even believe in Jesus because Jesus is a man and I'm giving her such a terrible understanding of what a man is. So I think it's very sobering for men to see this, to know how to love their wives better, to know how to love their daughters better. And even if they've made mistakes, even if they maybe haven't done such a great, you know, maybe they, because they're not perfect and you're going to mess up. Right. That's going to happen, men. Men are going to have that problem because we're not God. Right. There's only one perfect father.
That's right.
But this gives hope for men as well. So I think the way I've communicated is to men, that's how I communicate it. There's hope for men, guidance for how to raise daughters, and for women, how to name that ache and that pain, how to put a name on it, and then how to find that there's hope in Christ. And hopefully this movie will lead you to that and then give you tools, actual tools to do that.
Yeah, not only just healing with your earthly father, but just the opportunity to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. So,
and sometimes you don't get that bow tied up with your earthly dad,
right?
You know, sometimes your dad's gone, or you reach out and you know he's just not there. You know, he's a broken man, and sometimes you don't get the happy ending with your earthly dad. So we didn't want to talk, you know, make this look like that way where it's that good feel good. Well, not everybody gets that happy ending.
No, that's true.
But that's where the hope comes is the gospel. And the gospel is clear in this film. That's where the hope of salvation comes. The power of salvation is found in the gospel. That's the only place. And so we're putting the gospel front and center in this film.
Yes.
This is where we're leading people to, and to these wounded women, leading them to the gospel.
Yeah. And I think to your point too, that if your earthly father, like you said, that if you don't have an opportunity to have restoration, you still, that is a part of your healing journey. And sometimes you just have to let that be at the altar as you go on, you know, to your father. So there seems to be just such a beautiful journey here for them for healing on the earthly level and a relationship with our Heavenly Father. I just know so many women have been broken and that only God can heal. He's the only one that can put us back together again. Rochelle, some closing comments from you just on maybe to the women that are listening because they may have a father wound.
Yeah, as a woman, this is, and I can say firsthand, having seen the movie several times already, it is something that I encourage every woman to pray about before they go, to invite their friends, and to soak in the message that is really being displayed. Because at the end of the day, healing doesn't necessarily come, and from my experience, in that your earthly father's relationship is all repaired. Healing comes fully in the man and the Father, Jesus Christ. And so prepare our hearts for that, for the movie, and invite your friends.
Rick, how do we see the movie? Give us the details again, please.
The movie's in theaters March 17th and 18th only, two nights only. And you can go to hecallsmedaughter.org and you can find a theater near you there. Find showtimes and get your showtime. You can also get the curriculum there and find counseling services there. So it's all at hecallsmedaughter.org.
And then eventually we'll be able to see this somewhere else if we can't get to the movies, but we hope we can.
Yes, we hope that's going to happen as well. But for right now, we're kind of trying to swing everybody to the theatrical event those 2 days. That's how this works. It's very expensive.
Yes.
To tell America about something, you
it
know,
is.
Okay, on these 2 days, America, we want you all to see this. And so the way it works is by buying a ticket, that's supporting this and making this happen. And the marketing, you know, there's just a lot that has to be done in that world. And it's expensive to buy Facebook ads.
Yes. Well, thank you for stepping out on this. Thank you for directing this and producing it and putting it together. I can't imagine, you know, the commitment that is. And we want to make sure that everybody gets out to see that. And again, the he calls me daughter. That's a website that they can find all the information on there.
HeCallsMeDaughter.org.
.org. All right. Well, thank you both for everything that you're doing. And just one last mention about the ministry that you're with, Rochelle.
Scarlet Hope is the name of it. Yeah. ScarletHope.org. You can find information out.
Okay.
Scarlet Hope's an amazing, amazing ministry. They go into the strip clubs. They make a home-cooked meal. Every week they're in there. Every week they've been doing this since 2007, I believe. Every week they're loving these women. Going in, it's an amazing ministry. And we're so blessed to have them as part of this film. Such a blessing.
Wow. Incredible. Thank you. Thank you for what you both are doing. And thank you for being vessels and warriors for Jesus. So that's what we need to do. If you need to help one another and bring the gospel to America, to every home, to every Amen. Mom.
Thank you, Debbie.
Amen.
Thank you. Well, thanks again, Rick and Rochelle. I so appreciate you doing this movie. And I know so many women are going to benefit from this, not only in the relationship here on earth, but with her Heavenly Father. So thank you. Again, that's all out in the theaters, March 17th and 18th. All right, to the rest of the moms here, thank you for joining us here at Moms for America. Again, we have amazing programming and resources available for you. Go to momsforamerica.us. Join us there. We would love to have you. We say this always every week, from parental rights to public policy and from the kitchen table to Congress, Moms for America has it all for you. We're the ultimate support group, just like we're talking about today's subject, about the father wounds. I mean, we're here to help you, Mama, in your journey here, in your journey as a mom. All right, let's keep changing our country one home at a time, and we will see you next week. God bless. Thanks, moms, for joining us. A special thank you to our sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.